Yeah, we'll see how he pulls up, and we will. Yeah, clearly he's an important player for us. Clearly we need to win every game that we've got in front of us to give ourselves any chance of playing finals. So we have that in the back of our minds when it comes to selection this afternoon, but we're not going to throw anyone in that's not 100% ready to do what they need to do.
Do you feel like he's almost ready to go? You've seen him. If he pulls up fine, you would expect him to play.
He's had two really strong weeks of training on the track. And we'll speak to the medicos and get their advice on whether they feel that he's up to speed. If he pulls up well and we get the tick there, I won't be stopping him from playing.
Is it this week or bust in terms of your final service?
We had that run through the middle where we weren't able to jag enough wins through that middle period, and that's put us in a position where where the results need to be positive for us, right through the last four rounds. We're not worried about anything other than Friday night and the fact that Sydney are probably in a similar position in regards to their top four aspirations, and we expect their very best, and we're looking forward to challenging ourselves against that. I think it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a hard game. There's not going to be a lot of space. It's going to be hard fought. Something we're really looking forward to digging into. Footy's footy. I mean, there's every oval we play on is a slightly different size and shape, slightly different surface, asks slightly different things from you from a setup perspective, personnel potentially, but in the end it's 99% the same, still footy. So the game will still be won on contest and full quarter effort. Ability to use the ball well, ability to defend well. So, I mean, and Swans have shown themselves over a number of years to be a side that do all those elements particularly well. We've got a really strong record against Sydney over a long time. We've got a good record travelling up to Sydney and being able to get the job done, and that's our intent. Sydney know that we'll come in with an intent to win the game. Our players are bullish and confident about our ability to play footy that's hard to beat, and we intend to go up there and do that.
1 week, Sydney Tower, Adelaide. Next week, down at Geelong, get done out of the top four. What's about to win for? What's your read?
Well, that's the way the fluctuations of every side goes. It's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems. And within one week, you can. Have a whole lot of people drop off you, and within 1 week you can have a whole lot of people jump back on you. So we're not falling for that in regards to Sydney. Their best footy's still really good. Probably got the strongest and deepest midfield going around. Clearly they've got some decisions to make on some of their personnel for this week, and we'll find that out when the squads come out, as do we. But no, Sydney's best footy is right up there in the competition, and it's going to be another great test for us.
Franklin didn't train this morning. Is your understanding is he's probably unlikely to play?
You're telling me that?
He definitely didn't train this morning.
Oh, okay. It's good. We haven't got the report from our oppo guy yet, so thanks for that, Jules. Probably not dissimilar to the position that we're in with Clokey. If he's right, he's right. If he's not, he's not. So, we'll plan and prepare for him in, and we'll plan and prepare for him out. Yeah. He'd be playing three tools in front of the ball, and he'd probably be happy to outlet the ball and kick to strong aerial contest, mate, and provide a real solid structure for your ground level forwards. No, look, we'll play. With Reedy getting through last week and kicking four goals, he's it adds a little bit of a different look to our forward line setup. And whilst we would have liked to have had access to that a lot earlier, it gives us a little bit to think about in regards to how can we challenge the opposition back six. So assuming that Clokey's available, Jesse played a really, really solid game in the twos last week. You know, our small forwards are starting to look now with Billy back in the mix and Faz playing his role really well. You know, Trav Varko, Jordan DeGoey, Jared Blair. You know, we've got some competition for spots there, tall and small. So getting that mix week to week against the opposition back six is something that, you know, we're happy to have that opportunity to consider.
What's your read on Collingwood after broke 6-game losing streak? Scrappy game. What was your
wash up? Yeah, our last 40 minutes was really poor, and that's probably where the disappointment came from. In the contest, we were just... Yeah, we'd really controlled the game for the most part, but hadn't taken advantage of that on the scoreboard. So, you know, we went into the game just saying, this is a game we just have to win. We have to, whatever we have to do, we have to win it. And in the end, we did whatever we had to do, because there was a lot of inefficiency in the way that we went about it. But it was a much better feeling over the weekend than the previous six. And it provides us a little bit more light into what you're doing coming into this week in particular. I mean, we know exactly where we sit. We're, you know, a couple of games outside the eight, but we're seeing some senior boys stand up and lead really well. We're seeing some young players come in and play their role, and we've played some good footy and we've played some poor footy. And we want to see more of the good footy in the last month, starting this week. Yeah, well, we want to win every game we play. We can't control the other results, but we can control ours. So we want to finish the season as strongly as we possibly can, no matter how long that goes for.
Does McCaffrey play a bit,
obviously? Yeah, and that's something I can share with you. He's after a really long recovery with his ACL. One of the much loved players in the organisation. He's fantastic teammate, great team man, and to see him have gone through what he's gone through, and then to get back, you know, the boys are pumped to see him have the opportunity to get back in the mix, and yeah, he'll probably play 75% game time, I would have thought, and it'll be his progression back to full football fitness, and yeah, it's good to see him back in.
Is it too late in the season?
It's too late to be speculating, or too early to be speculating about it. We'll give him a chance to get back and enjoy his footy first and foremost.
I think Freeman will be confident that
you're
a chance
to
get him on top of those
things. No. I mean, we're confident that we will resolve the issue. And our medicos have, last week, were scratching their heads about the latest setback. So to have gone through a normal recovery and try to go through a normal recovery and rehab, and then to have had to have gone back to the surgical table, and now to be in the position we're in, you know, Nathan's frustrated, our medical staff are frustrated, our conditioning staff are disappointed with the setbacks that he's had. So we're examining all options now to make sure that we give Nathan the best chance to get back to full fitness as soon as possible. It'll be unlikely that we'll see him this year, and we're considering all alternatives to give him the best chance to get up for pre-season and then to display his wares next year and beyond. It was obviously, we rated him highly as a junior. He hasn't been able to get any continuity in his footy at all, and he's going to be an important. You know, we feel for him. We want to give him the best chance to have a crack at a professional AFL career, and it's just going to take a little bit more time.
The AFL, the Adam Goods issue was somewhat diffused last week, but it's still proving quite divisive. What message would you like to send to the Collingwood supporters that were there at the SCG?
Yeah. I can't see how it's proving more divisive than it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think it's. I think there was the Geelong game was really well handled by Swans supporters, Geelong supporters and AFL people alike. And I'd suggest there'd be no reason for it to be any different when we go up to the SCG. As a faithful, I think our fans have always supported their team, you know, to the hilt. But as I've said all along, and as we've been asking for as a football club, is for common respect and decency for all people, and that includes the opposition. We expect the game will be played in great spirits on and off the field, and that's our intent. Well, we're not like to see it be an isolated situation where we treat people with respect. So let's do it every week. Not that I know of, no. Yeah, I think the way it works is that was a, you know, Monday was a big day, an emotional day, a wearing, draining day. It's a day where the reality comes back to roost for the players themselves, for the club, and I, in particular, for those two young men to now be in a position where they know what their futures could be, but it's still this, you know, we're still talking about 18 months between now and when they may walk back into the football club or into a football career. And that's going to be their choice. But between now and draft time this year, it's my intent to sit down with both of them individually and actually ask them what they want to do with their lives. You know, is football a strong part of that? And I think now that Monday has been has passed, It probably gives the boys the first opportunity to actually sit back and go, okay, well, that's what it is. I know exactly where I stand with the club. I know exactly where I stand with the AFL and with ASADA. I know what my future looks like in some shape or form. Is this really what I want to do? And I think we ask those questions of all our people at all times. Not all of it's really public, but Lachie Keefe and Josh Thomas can live the life that they want to live, and they can, now understanding what their future holds, they've got that right to work out how they want to go about it. I certainly hope that it galvanises them towards maximising the talent they have on the footy field, and that they want to be a part of this footy club and come back and maximise that. But that'll play out in due course.
So is your field of both?
Yeah, and that's the indication we've got. But I think now that the slate is clean, so to speak, and they know exactly what's in front of them, then, you know, I'll sit down and talk to both of the boys and get that confirmed, and then we'll be full steam ahead. But yeah, they've got a long period where they can't be at the football club, and where they'll be if they choose to. If they choose to have a crack at the footy again, that they're going to have to keep themselves in some decent nick and keep themselves busy in the process, and, you know, life goes on for them. And down the track, there's the opportunity to play AFL again. Yeah, look, Purdy's been first port of call with that, and with, along with Neil, run it, and our thoughts are really clear to the AFL and the Players Association about where we think this needs to go, that the clubs need to have more understanding and control of the environment that their players are a part of in this regard, and not kept at arm's length as we have been for quite a while. So I want as much information about the players as early as we can possibly have it, so that we can provide genuine care and support to the playing, to our playing groups. So that's anything that moves towards that, I'm supportive of.
Is it possible for you to say whether that would have helped in this situation?
one thing I do know is that it's done. It's disappointing. But I would have thought that we wouldn't be taking the position we're taking if we didn't think that we could have managed things or that the clubs couldn't have had more responsibility, more control, more ownership of this part of this part of our players' lives, I suppose, or this part of their choices than we have in the past. We would have liked to have been able to impact more than we have.
Do you think sanctions from the first strike would go a long way to try and prevent this situation?
Yeah, that discussion will be had, and is being had constantly, isn't it? I think there is a welfare element to it, but there's also that the fact that if there's a penalty there that you're worried about, that is in the back of your mind when you make the decision, and Purdy spoke about it on Monday. There's got to be something there that the players, when they're faced with a decision, they go, nah, because the consequences aren't worth it. Let alone the risks that you take when you put something in your body that you don't actually know what's in it. And our players, it's happened to Lockie and Josh, put something in, potentially, as they've said, they can't be 100% sure, but they believe that the clenbuterol entered their system because of something that they put in into themselves in some shape or form. And we have a lot of youth all over the place that are making that decision, and they don't know what they're putting inside themselves, and that's a massive concern. So the strike or missing 6 weeks of AFL footy is probably a part of it, but it's only a small part of it when you consider the decisions that some of these young people are making. And I know that the AFL want to be a figurehead for society and a leader in society, and there's a cross to bear with all of that. And at the moment, Lockie and Josh are the ones that are carrying it.
If you don't make the finals, mate, will you regard the year as a
tough? No, we'll get to that when we get to that, mate. No, we'll have a look at the stats. Our defending kick-ins hasn't been good enough, and we've done some work on it over the year, but it hasn't translated into on-field performance. So yeah, we spent a little bit of time on it more over the last couple of weeks, and we need to be better in those stop play scenarios. Kick-ins, scores from kick-ins, and scores against as well. So yeah, no, we did. We'll continuing to work to improve elements of our game that we think that we can be better in.
Just